Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Queen to the monster man. It was a graveyard smash. Queen to the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
It's that time of year again. Yes, you've guessed it. The time of ghosts and ghouls when we celebrate Halloween. But it also helps create a scary amount of food waste, a shocking amount of cheap plastic accessories and decorations, and never worn again costumes. So, how about going green for Halloween this year? Did you know that?
It is estimated that around €41 million is being spent on Halloween treats in Ireland. Think of all the plastic and packaging that produces. It is estimated that costumes will use about 500 tonnes of plastics this year in Ireland alone. They are often made with non-biodegradable, oil-based plastics that will end up in landfill and oceans. Plastic masks and single-use costumes equal a massive carbon footprint. The rapidly increasing production of disposable plastic products has overwhelmed the world's ability to deal with them.
By 2050, there could be more plastic than fish in the oceans. Yet the problems start long before plastic reaches our oceans, rivers and beaches, and so must the solutions. We must tackle this flood at the source. We must eliminate the plastic we don't need. We must innovate, so all the plastic we do need is designed to be safely reused, recycled, or composted. And we must circulate everything we use, making sure the plastic we produce stays in the economy and never becomes waste or pollution.
It was a graveyard smash.
This year, stop and think how you might be able to make your Halloween greener. You know, you could take a leaf from the Tournor Court Residents Association and Abbeyside Dungarvan. Ciara Conway is their vice chair.
We're working on quite a few little sustainability projects in our community, but I think based on an article that I read online that something like 70,000 Halloween costumes end up in landfill pretty much every year really struck a chord with me, because a lot of the material that these little costumes are made from are polyester and synthetic and are not able to be recycled. So we had the idea of asking people to donate pre-loved or costumes that some of their kids maybe have grown out of to us, and we would hold essentially like a little pop-up shop or a swap shop then to allow people to either purchase the costume for €1 or €2 or equally if they had a costume they could swap it. And we had a huge response from the local community here in Abbeyside and Dungarvan. Lots of people leaving, you know, very well cared for and in really good condition costumes on my doorstep, and they kind of took over my spare room for a couple of weeks. And that's where it all started from.
So there's been a great uptake that people were interested in this and wanted to do something.
Absolutely. Initially, you never really know how people are going to respond to something like this. But the costumes kind of started to trickle in initially. And then I put a little deadline on it of the 6th of October. And there was a flourish of costumes then. And we had well in excess of 100 costumes, all really, really good quality. And it has to be said, there was quite a lot of Spider-Man costumes. He seems to be a firm favourite, but all in perfect condition. So then we were thinking about how could we hold the pop-up shop, or where would we hold it? Thinking about, you know, where would we kind of have the most footfall and all of that kind of thing. So we approached the local library here in Dungarvan, and they came back to us pretty much instantaneously and said they would be delighted to host us. And we had a phenomenal response. I actually couldn't believe it. Myself and some of the other committee members were setting up our little rails and putting the costumes up, and there was, you know, all, you know, kind of 11 o'clock came, there was a queue of people, you know, anxious and eager to come in and have a look at all these pre-loved costumes.
And for other residents' associations, what advice would you give them, Ciara, about doing something like this?
I think, you know, it's a bit of work, you know, for sure, but it's well worth it. And I think, you know, the act of, you know, asking people to maybe swap or hold on or recycle their costume, you know, I think it's probably really powerful, and it's a really good example to be showing kids. And I think people want to do something, you know, equally as well. A couple of parents said, you know, this is really helping me out because of the cost of the costumes as well, because some of these costumes can be, you know, 15, 20, 25 euro. It's kind of a win-win there for a lot of people, that they felt that they were getting to reuse and relove this costume, but also it wasn't going to cost them a huge amount of money. So we had a kind of a great tagline, I think. It was, you know, let's rewear and rescare.
There you have it. Rewear and rescare. Happy Green Halloween. Join me next Wednesday for more from Ours to Protect.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.